true lovers are hard to find, and it seems to apply to our best friend's pets, too. Five college students in Shanghai have set up their own business of providing matchmaking service for pets in the city. Well, not just finding a special someone for the pet, but also a wedding ceremony for the couple. So, first of all, do you think that there is a need for such a brand new service?
Oh, yes, I definitely think there is such a need because obviously we see more and more pet lovers all around the country. And as far as my personal anecdotes are concerned, I think I noticed a trend that a lot of people also want their pet to have kids. So how does that happen? Of course, you have to find a mate first. And how does that happen? Maybe try pet mating service.
Do you know why there are so many stray cats and stray dogs?It's because people did not get their cats or dogs neutered or spayed when they got them. And so I think that, number one, we have to be questioning why is it or how is it? Is it a good thing for private citizens to be, you know, operating mini breeding farms for their cats and dogs? Number two, I think we seriously need to question the anthropomorphization of animals, especially pets, in Chinese society. So what I mean by that, sorry, it's a big word. What I mean by that is treating these animals as if they were human. And so I think that a lot of times you see people who do this, it's usually because they don't have kids themselves. Mm. Maybe a married couple, maybe a boy, maybe a girl living by themselves or whomever. Usually somehow it's a married couple, though. they get a cat, they get a dog, maybe two or three, and they treat them like their kids rather than having real kids. And then they say, well, now they're old enough. Now it's time to, you know, not leave the nest, but it's time to have kids. And so I would say that, yes, there is a need.Because there is a pathological obsession among many Chinese people about treating their pets like
humans. Human beings, yeah.
I guess so. I mean, you know, people are obviously buying it, but it's just, it's completely unnecessary. And just very, very strange.
Okay, you have definitely made yourself clear in terms of where you stand on this. Actually, I have a little bit of a problem as well, but, you know, generally with breeding of pets, I do think that it should not be done too often or too randomly. Because, you know, I have been watching a BBC documentary about what happens if people, you know, just...breed dogs and cats and do whatever they want with them. A lot of the times unwittingly they bring on hereditary diseases to their descendants, or, you know, they changed the natural, what should be a natural process, you know, because, you know, I think nature works its own ways, and it's not for humans to decide who a cat or a dog is to mate with, right?
That's very Taoist of you.
And also, I agree with that completely. I think, you know, it's actually very hypocritical for some people to say, oh, you know, because I love my pets and they also deserve love, that's why I'm doing this. And not just because they need a maid, they also deserve a wedding and things like that. But I think, who are we to interfere with their lives?
But also, here's the thing. Sorry for cutting you off. Here's the thing. Cats and dogs do not have...the same type of love relationships as human, right? This is the problem when we treat animals like humans. There are some species out there that, you know, do quote unquote get married. They do have mates for life and things like that. Those are usually birds. But cats and dogs, they have sex. They have intercourse for the express purpose of reproduction. I mean, you look at a cat's reproductive cycle and what happens when they're in heat. And many times, the male cat literally has to force the female cat to stop moving, because otherwise, the female cat is going to swat him in the face. Is that love? Obviously not. So certainly, I mean, I think a lot of, especially dog lovers will argue that dogs do know love. Yes, they do. They know loyalty. They know attachment. They know reward and punishment and things like that. But when it comes to other dogs, in terms of sex, they don't.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think those people are actually just enforcing their ideas onto their pets, and that in itself is just not a very good thing to do. And also, if you keep saying, my pets also deserve love and blah, 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 blah. However, you should also acknowledge the fact that, you know, in the animal world, there's also homosexuality. I still remember yeah, that story about gay penguins and how some people deliberately try to set them apart. Mm-hmm. So if your pet happens to be gay, and then you're so hell-bent on finding, you know, a wife for your male dog.
But that's just so strange. I mean, I need my pet to find love, too. It sounds almost like bestiality to a certain degree, like obsessing about my pets having sex. Well, that's weird. I mean, would you obsess about, like, if you have kids, would you obsess about your children having sex? I mean, come on.
Well, a lot of Chinese parents are very keen on finding, you know,
maids,
partners for
not
their
necessarily
children.
Yeah.
Right,
sex,
but that's, I mean, like with humans, it's different because we're talking about companionate love, not necessarily passionate love, not necessarily about reproduction. It's also about, you know, finding someone who can create a basis, a good foundation for the future of the family and so on. Here we're just literally talking about reproduction, so they can be quote unquote married, and then we can have more cats.
Yeah. And it really baffles me how this service is going to work. So apparently what they do is that these five students who are still in university, they just knock on people's doors to record information about, you know, their dogs or cats, you know, see whether they're willing to use the service, and then they provide the service for them. But what I really wonder is, you know, on what kind of standard, or do you think that this pet is perfect for this
pet? Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, because, you know, basically, okay, if you're a human matchmaking service, you would have the person listing his likes or dislikes. But in this case, you know, who's going to tell for represent the dogs and cats?
The owners, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's part of it. And when a female dog or cat is in heat, any male that has not been neutered so far will try to tap that. And so the idea that somehow cats and dogs have preferences, I mean, go out to where the stray cats and dogs are in your neighborhood and watch them have sex. They don't care.
Yeah, well, I ugly as it may sound, I think it's
true.
The truth. Yeah. And so
yeah, he lost me there when he said tap that.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, it does baffle me a lot why this could win a top award in an entrepreneurship idea competition, you know.
Because it's romantic.
And it's a new idea.
And people and Chinese men are becoming more and more feminized.
Well, not that. Well, okay. It's a really weird note to end today's show, but that's where we have to end because it's time.